بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. It's narrated that once an Arabi, a Bedouin, came into the masjid of the Prophet and he began to urinate. And so the companions naturally, they tried to stop him and say, what are you, they started yelling at him and what are you doing? They tried to grab him. And so the Prophet ﷺ was there and he said, leave him. Don't stop him from, don't cut off his urine, you know, just let him be. So once he was done, he called him and he said to him that the masjid is not meant for dirt or for urine. It is simply, it's for reading Quran and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing dhikr and for prayer. And he ordered that some water be put on top of the urine. And he also said to the companions, he said, do not, you have been sent only to make things easy for people, not to make things difficult. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which this is really amazing because, subhanAllah, how many times do our kids, do young children, they make accidents. They don't do it on purpose. They don't, go part of the house on purpose. Sometimes they have an accident because they can't control it. They don't know. They have to go, etc., etc. And, you know, naturally, people, we get angry at them as mothers, as our other family members. We get angry at them, you know, and because we have this whole big mess to clean up. Now, here there is an older person. This is an adult. This is not a child who had an accident. This is an adult who intended to urinate in the masjid. And so the companions naturally, they got angry. And look how the Prophet ﷺ, what he taught them. He taught them something that was above just natural, you know, a natural response. He taught the highest akhlaq. He's taught the highest character, the most noblest of character, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to them, you were sent to make things easy for people. So if somebody doesn't know, teach him, right? That's what he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught that man because he didn't know. So later that man says, oh Allah, have mercy on me and Muhammad, and do not have mercy on anyone else. It says in Arabic, it's Allahumma arhamni wa Muhammada wa la tarham ma'ana ahada. And so when the Prophet ﷺ heard this, he said to the Bedouin, he said, you have indeed limited a very vast thing. You have indeed limited something very vast, which is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-encompassing, his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a beautiful teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make things easy for people and not make them difficult. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.